everybody, and welcome to a new edition of Girls Night. Ow! Really, I'm the only one owing on this one? God damn it. What a waste of an episode.
I didn't know we were allowed to talk yet.
No, you're not. Shut the fuck up. We have some sponsors to blow through, but first I'll go ahead and introduce our guests. We've got our new co-host, Tommy McNamara.
Ow!
There it is. Back for round two after he almost blew it with his coaster debacle.
A lot of coaster games.
Of last episode. For more information on that, listen to our last episode with Anthony O'Connell. Also, sorry about the fucked up uploads on the last one. I fucked up the uploads like four times.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you about that.
You told me about it. Was one moment where we took a break to figure out the sound on that Boy Meets World piece of business. And it just was silent for like 2 minutes.
Well, it was great because it sounded like you were trying to come up with a bit. But we just let you think for 2 minutes.
We were all silent. Yeah. Look, guys, that was Tommy McNamara. We've got Jeff Tate across from me. Shut up. We'll get to him soon enough. Before we get to him, we have some sponsors to blow through. As always, we've got the, are you tired of when you're cuddling with your partner at night and you, decide to roll the other direction? It feels like you don't love them anymore. Now there's a solution, a strap-on that goes around their belly so that when you turn over, they turn to your other side. I think it's called the strap-on. I don't remember.
Did you patent that?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the sponsors, but we're in a patent battle.
Oh, good,
A Patton Oswalt battle. Hey, wow. You know.
That sounds like you would put your lady into like a baby Bjorn on the front of you.
Well, I mean, we're in a patent battle with Baby Bjorn about it.
Is that what he just said?
No, but no. We're calling it Girlfriend Bjorn.
Girlfriend Bjorn?
Yeah, there we go.
Girlfriend Bjorn, a.k.a. the strap-on.
It's the Everspoon.
There you go. I mean, I don't know why we're naming this. They're already sponsoring us.
Well, they should change their name. I mean, people haven't heard about it because their name is terrible.
The strap-on? They're probably getting a lot of
accidental hits and a lot of returns.
Look, we're going to lose them as a sponsor.
They just need to change their name to Everspoon.
Speaking of changing their name, our other sponsor this week is Jeff Tater Salad. It's Jeff's new brand. What? I'm giving you a free brand, dude. They call him Jeff Tater Salad. Guys, unfollow Jeff until he changes his name to Tater Salad on Twitter.
I can't. Tater Salad's already taken.
Jeff Tater Salad is?
That's
I don't think
too many
it is.
Characters.
No, it's not.
Is Ron White still going?
Who's Ron White?
From Breaking Bad?
Oh, yeah. Mr. White.
Yeah, Mr. White.
Of course.
That would be it's just Jesse talking to Ron White. Cooking up tater salad in the RV.
They call him Tater Salad. That's, there's drawings of him. Like, have you seen Tater Salad?
Yeah, it's that Heisenberg drawing.
Yeah. Who's Heisenberg? Anyways, last night Jeff asked me. We've known each other forever now, and Jeff met me in Bloomington, Indiana, and
We met the first time I went to Bloomington.
Yeah,
right? So like 2008.
Something like that. I was in like a contest. It was, I think it was 2009 we met.
It was a couple of months after
the attic opened. So it was 6 years ago, or 6.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was right when I started
too. So I've known you for a very long time.
Yes.
And just to add context to this, I was very, very stoned.
It was a good time. And last night he asked me where I was from, and I said New York. And he was like, shut up. It was a good time. Anyways.
I was so hard. I was trying to make a point about the price of cheesecake.
Yeah, it was a whole ordeal.
Oh, no. I actually want to have this discussion on a podcast. I was thinking about it.
Well, someday you will.
I was thinking about it while we were having this conversation. I was like, this is like a fucking amazing podcast conversation.
Do you think it was? I don't know that it was.
The conversation, the way it started was... My premise, my thesis statement was the Cheesecake Factory is the best restaurant.
Oh, okay.
To, like, if you're not eating at a restaurant alone, the Cheesecake Factory is the best restaurant to go to.
Yeah.
Like, so what's the argument?
That Tom was against it for some reason.
No, the
argument, because there's too much stuff.
The argument for it is that they have everything. Like, right, every so type of
have
food.
Like every type of food.
Every type of food. And my argument against that is, yeah, that means they suck. Like, there's no way they're nailing every type of food.
I haven't been to a Cheesecake Factory in a hot 8 years.
Same here. Samesies. I haven't. It's probably been 8 years.
Were we at a Cheesecake Factory?
We were together.
8 years ago? It was a white man in office. Do you remember that?
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
The best restaurant if you have a girlfriend or a wife. Because they're always like, I want Italian food, but no one does.
So no one's ever wanted Italian food.
You can be like, what about the Cheesecake Factory? Like, you can get her to be like, well, let's go to Maggiano's. And then there's always a Cheesecake Factory right next to a Maggiano's.
Right.
Like, what about that? I mean, you could get whatever Italian food is at the Cheesecake Factory, and then I could get something better.
What would you get at this Cheesecake Factory, since we're having this conversation?
Chicken Parmesan.
Oh, so,
you son of a
bitch. You love Italian, you sick fuck.
You have the girl. I think you should have the girl sit in the Maggiano's while you go to the Cheesecake Factory.
And pick up more chicks, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Secretaries at the bar.
You got to ghost that girl, man.
Hell yeah.
They do have a shitload of stuff, but they got a Cuban sandwich that's pretty good.
Nice Cuban at the Cheesecake Factory.
They got this chicken Romano thing that sounds Italian, but it's got like a white. You can put white sauce on it.
Yeah,
and it's like Maggiano's don't have this.
True. I was afraid of a Cuban for a long time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
You saw Scarface.
Exactly. Because
you heard that there was Bay
of Pigs. Yeah. Yeah. I never ate Swiss.
That were illegal.
Well, my dad would always bring home Cubans from his golf games.
I got a neighbor that could smuggle Cubans.
I never ate Swiss cheese, though, for real.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Is that right? We were talking the other night about how that's the funniest thing to say to somebody.
Whenever someone says a fact.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Say it like you're really questioning their authority.
Why don't you ever eat Swiss cheese?
I just didn't like the smell, so I was scared off. But then I tried it, and now I'm into it.
You know what? What else people don't like the smell of, and then they end up loving?
Tom Brady.
Me.
Yeah. No, you're going to go for
it? No. Yeah, that's it. Indian food.
Indian food, yeah.
No, I was like edging towards a Josh Cox joke, which why would either of you give a fuck? Why would anybody give a fuck? Quit comedy, Josh.
Laugh.
I'm just kidding. I'm JK-ing.
Oh. Shots fired.
I'm JK Smiley Face, and this is a test to see if he's listening.
Text me, Josh.
What's that?
Text me the moment you hear
If he doesn't text you right now, he's not listening.
Is this live?
Oh, yeah, man.
From
that
New York.
Reminds me, we need to cover our other sponsor. It's Are you tired of
the band live
horror movies? Wait, what? Yeah, the band
no,
live.
I'm actually a big fan of this.
You love? Oh yeah, like, this idea,
all
this sponsor,
for this sponsor.
So you know how scary movies are scary. Some people don't like that, like me. I don't like scary movies. I don't like when the trailers come on; they scare me, and it's like, what? I was just trying to enjoy Family Feud, man. Like, why you gotta scare me,
man? When I was a kid, I remember. The TV commercial for Jason Takes Manhattan gave me nightmares. I was like 10.
Oh, shit.
The preview for it?
The TV commercial.
Man.
Not the in the theater
trailer. Yeah.
The 30-second, like the most innocuous one there is.
Yeah.
Was so fucking scary to me as a 10-year-old.
Oh, man. My stepdad trying to kill me gave me nightmares. But hey, whatever works for you.
And Jason is.
I brought this up. And I'm coming after
you. I think part of it was I was such a big fan of the Muppets. That now, like, the Muppets.
They'd already taken it, man.
And
yeah.
Now they're like, Jason
and Jason's
is
taking
like,
it back.
Is he taking it from the Muppets?
He's going to kill the Muppets.
No, not fair. Hockey mask. The hockey mask. Like, that was what was cool about the 80s horror movies. It was the hockey mask and then that Mike Myers fucking all white William Shatner mask. It's like. They didn't even really try.
Yeah.
It's like, we need something to cover
your
face.
That's what's so scary about it.
There's
like so basic.
There's like old baghead.
Kermit, Jason cut your head off. Yeah.
It's crazy that hockey mask was ever used in a real hockey game.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would protect you at all.
Right?
No, it's no good. Anyways, are you tired of that?
Yeah, very much so.
Well, it sucks when you want to see a scary movie based on the plot and everybody's talking about it. And you can't see it because you're a little pussy like me who gets scared. So there's a new app that takes all the scary parts of scary movies and puts Benny Hill music over them. That's right. It's called... Well,
I'm pretty sure that... I mean...
You don't think that'd
Tom,
be...
if you're going to advertise the product, do it correctly. It's not exclusively Benny Hill music.
That's true.
You have chosen the Benny Hill option.
Right. You get to choose
you
whatever funny music
whatever
you want.
You want.
That's true.
You can just have the like all the audio go out, like the end of Grizzly Man.
Oh,
and just watch it dead silent. You can have...
That's even scarier.
No, no, because...
The end of Grizzly Man is the scariest part.
Well, that's because it runs at full speed. This also speeds up.
Oh,
right?
I see.
So it goes at like it goes at times two, so it's a little jumpy and funny.
And you can dub your friends like talking over it.
Yeah.
And you can dub that like the chatter before the I Like Big Butts song starts.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my
your
God,
mama.
Becky.
You can make it so that it's your mom's voice going, it's okay, honey. It's just a movie, honey.
That's right.
This app has everything. What's
That's
it
right.
called?
It's called Wayne's Brothers Present.
Wayne's Brothers
yeah,
Present?
Yeah, and then you put whatever movie, yeah. and then you put whatever, like, Wayne's Brothers Present.
I found
it follows.
I found out about this app just like 4 or 5 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on this dumb tour. That's mine.
Oh yeah, Jeff's on a tour. That's his.
Yeah, that's mine. And Emma Arnold is with me, and she loves this.
Oh, Emma's
it.
Coming with you. It follows.
Yeah,
is Emma it?
No, I go like. So
oh, okay. I'm, it follows.
It follows her.
You're it.
But you're taking Manhattan.
Oh no, Kermie!
Nope.
Jeff's coming to Manhattan.
Nope, I don't. I'm just trying to survive Manhattan. I'm just trying to live through it.
Can I live?
Not, can I live?
Is that from It Follows? Anyway, I had to call.
That's what the girl says.
I had to call like the Apple store or something because I couldn't find a thing for my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked the guy about the thing, or the square. That's what it was. I needed a new square.
Nice.
Square
oh, thing. I gotcha.
And I asked him that, and he goes, do you have any other questions? And I go, are you married? He's like, he's like, I am. I've been married for a few years. And I go, I have like a two-parter. My wife of 14 years is insisting I watch It Follows. Do you have a filter that I can put onto her computer so that it's not as scary, so it takes the scary parts out? And if the answer is no, then do you have a way, will you talk to my wife and tell her that the movie is too scary? Like, will you give her recommendations of other less scary movies? Just trying. And then he told me about the app.
He told you about the app.
Yeah, yeah.
The Wayne's Brothers Presents.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that they're on board, and I'm glad that worked out. It is so funny that you just did that to somebody, and I told you about this before.
It's a wild coincidence. I've never heard of the application.
That shows how big of an app it is.
Find a man.
And then it turns out I had to go to Best Buy to buy the square, too, by the way. The guy at the Apple store is like, I haven't seen that in a long time.
They sell the square?
I was like, that's super weird that you have the answer to where to buy a square. But
they sell squares? Because you get them for free.
No, you have to pay $10 to get it, and then you
I got mine for free, dog.
You put a code in or something.
Oh,
where'd you get
it? Free. I got it from the square.
If you get it on the website, they'll send it to you for free.
Yeah,
but
you just
have to
replace
wait.
It.
You got to replace it.
This has been
our
new podcast.
Fifth one.
This has been our new podcast, Square Talk. Talking about squares.
Squarespace. Sponsored by Squares. From space.
Are you guys serious? Look at us.
What?
We're a bunch of fucking squares.
What are you talking about? I'm cool. I'm drinking a Miller Lite.
Should be called Square Talk.
Look, man, don't you name my changing my podcast name.
Every podcast should be called Square Talk.
You
That's
know
not
what?
A bad
this
point.
This podcast is called Girls Night for a fucking reason. We haven't talked about it in a while,
Girls
especially
dance.
Since the break. People, the ladies like to listen to this podcast, and they dance around with their friends while they pregame, Jeff.
Pregame for the club?
Yeah. They go out, they're grinding on guys. They want to get revved up, you know, get their pussies all wet.
Got to pop that pussy.
That pause before you finish the sentence.
I almost
so
said
worse.
Get their pussies all hard, which is from my bit. So I was like, I got to pull back.
Is that another
that.
Sponsor? Your bits?
Yep. You guys want to run into your bits on here? Hey, Tommy, you got any tweet drafts you want to toss out?
Yeah, I'll tell them.
Last week. Tommy was like, I was thinking about trying this on Twitter, but I was like, this is less than Twitter for you. now we're reusing last week. You may have seen on last week's Girls Night. You ever notice how, like, old people TV shows, like, I didn't realize that those, like, criminal shows they recap after every commercial break, and it's because old people forget. Yeah. They forget what they've been watching. Because my grandma watches it now, and I'm like, oh, that's what it is. And that's why but you should never watch that shit.
It's also not exactly that. It's also so that if you just turn the TV on and it's
yeah,
on,
that's true.
Well, like those crime shows do that, too. Not
that's
just
what
the,
I mean.
Yeah.
The crime shows. The crime exactly. shows Crime shows it. And, like, court shows all do it. But it's mostly, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Those,
I
like,
wish
murder.
Every show did.
I'm really glad they don't. It makes me feel so stupid. Anytime I'm watching a show and that happens, I'm like, God damn it, I'm an idiot for watching this. Because it's for idiots. Like,
well, we saw the best one.
You're an idiot. As you smoke your weed.
We watched a crime show where the guy's calling card was that he kept leaving a ticket stub for the movie What Women Want, the Mel Gibson movie, at the scene of the crime.
Card.
It was a real thing.
So he had to go... buy a ticket to the movie What Women Want every time he wanted to kill somebody.
Now, was this was this show made at the same time as What Women Want was in the theater?
Yeah, yeah. So that's when the murders happened.
That's when the murders happened. The show was different. Are you thinking it's like a promotion for the movie?
No,
what
no,
Women
no.
Want?
What I'm saying is, like, the episode of the show where this guy's doing that, is that set in 2000?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or is it like 2010?
Otherwise,
and he just has a shitload of those.
Yeah, that would be actually kind of scary.
Better? I don't know.
I don't know.
But the idea that he went to see What Women Want 25
it's
times.
It's funny to think.
Waited 15 years.
That was his treat for every time he got to enjoy. He was like, I'm going to murder.
What crime show was that? And is it on Netflix?
It was.
And can we watch it?
I don't
it
even
later?
Remember. Do
it was
you?
On. What the fuck was it on?
I don't even remember. Like, it was some dumb channel. Like, it was a channel. I'd
it was
never
about
seen
it was
before.
About a lesbian tryst that ended in murder.
Yeah,
does like, that help?
They kept that. Showing the same footage of them like having sex, like scenes, like every sex scene. It was the same.
It was
exact
stock
B-roll.
Footage.
Yeah, they would just show the same like a girl licking her lips.
Well, how long have they been together?
I don't. I have no
idea
because they're
a long time. Like,
they were roommates.
Used to be engaged at some point.
It's a lot of lip licking.
Necessarily stock footage.
That's
it's,
true.
It's just the same.
But in the same spot with the same clothes. I guess I've done a lot of the same shit. I've worn this shirt a million times. It was funny because it's like it was two girls who were dating, and then a roommate came along, and then one of the girls left the girl for the roommate.
But then
like,
they like switched
awkward.
At some point
yeah,
too.
Yeah, switched around again.
Yeah,
it was weird, man. It's kind of like our situation where mm-hmm. when I moved in, I was dating Connor.
Yes,
but then you were so appealing that I started fucking you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now Connor's out on the streets
on a Bumble date.
He can't live here. I don't want
what?
Connor coming around no more.
Hold up. Can we go back 1 second?
Oh, what? Well, you got a problem with our lifestyle, Jeff? It's 2012.
Before
okay.
that.
Kim Davis.
Before that. Are you sure this wasn't a movie?
No, this was a TV
it
show.
Was real.
I have known two, like I know two lesbian couples
mm-hmm.
who met that way. Well, like one was like it was
like the
boy,
roommate,
like a girlfriend and a boyfriend lived together.
Yeah,
and then a roommate moved in, girl,
yeah.
and then the girl left the boyfriend for the roommate.
Was the boyfriend like that's so hot?
Yeah,
like a stereotypical guy.
Until he realized the slippery slope situation he was in.
Oh, he should have never lived with Miss Steal Your Girl. That's his fault.
He should have never invested in the strap on. That was his problem.
Well, he should have invested in the strap on.
Good point.
Because that's how
this
it,
is where it gets confusing.
What?
You know.
Because he had the strap on?
He didn't have the strap on, but the
would
other girl did, if you know what I'm talking about. Because strap-ons could also mean a fake dick.
I thought you were talking about the girl Van Bjorn.
Look, Jeff.
It's the Forever the Everspoon?
That's the competition.
It's the best Foo Fighters song.
Which Foo Fighters song?
Everspoon.
I'm the one who's stoned, and you're laughing like a fucking stoned idiot.
I'm having a good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you suck, dude.
Is this up on me now?
Yeah, I'm with Jeff now.
You guys hated each other not 20 minutes ago.
No, I was playing the game.
You were negging him.
I was getting negged.
Who's that guy that wrote the book?
Oh, you were doing the
mystery.
Mystery.
Yeah. Or there's another. I've been reading about him all day, actually.
You didn't think it was odd that I put my ski goggles up on my forehead? started talking about how you'd be real lucky if you were
a time in our society where that was totally accepted. Was it VH1 or MTV?
It was never a time where that was totally accepted. There was a period of time in pop culture where some idiots would do that.
Yeah,
but it worked. It was never across the board. Oh, what are you talking about? Goggles? I was talking about putting goggles on.
I'm talking about flair or whatever they
pick
call
up artists.
Peacocking. Yeah.
PUA.
Yeah, PUAs. I've been reading about them all day.
PUA.
Those shows are depressing, and it's sad. It's like it just takes a bunch of dorks. It's like it just teaches them to treat women like shit,
and also dress awful too.
I feel like it's not picking you up that well.
No, that's fine. The microphone knows what's good and what isn't.
And they all dressed like they would always do like the red tie, black shirt,
right.
like a Hispanic gentleman going to prom. You know what I'm saying? Every one of them.
But then first you come out with the F word last week, and then you come out with this racist shit on my pod.
What was it? I didn't hear it.
They always did like the red tie, black shirt, like a Hispanic dude going to prom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the same color combo.
Wait, that's not racist.
No, thank you. Just a...
That's just prom.
Prom can be racist.
El Promo.
That's racist.
What do you think the most racist, like the most accidentally racist prom theme ever has been?
I don't hate that. Race war.
It's way less accidental if we're guessing on
What kind of setup is that?
That's a good point. I'm just trying to trap you.
Your slur is.
But like it's your favorite.
Yeah. Like you hate it so much that you love it.
Oh man.
Who's the strongest girl you've ever fought?
What's like the toughest baby you've ever shaken? Like the toughest.
Why
not tough enough? You're saying that way.
Do you think those
take those dorks to nightclubs where that would work too? Like that?
Yeah,
they're not taking them to self-respecting. They're hitting on club girls, and occasionally it works.
They should be at the Cheesecake Factory hitting on secretaries at the restaurant.
That's right.
If that fucking guy Mysterious was actually any good at all with
mystery,
women. If he was any good at all with women,
yeah.
He would talk to you for an hour and then take you somewhere where you could meet a girl that you – and like help you do that. Because all these guys are going to do is talk some girl into fucking – giving them their number,
yeah,
and then never talk again. To them again. Like
here's
you're not better off.
Yeah. I don't.
You just spent a shitload of money on Hispanic prom clothes
just to get ghosted.
Ghosted, dude.
It hurts way more when you think they're gonna call you.
Yeah.
Then when you're just like, I wish someone would.
Yeah.
But then there's a specific one, and you're like, what?
Instead of like, I'm bad with women. You're just like, I'm bad with Sherry. yeah, it sucks. Here's the thing. I hate the guy. I don't like this tactic, but I feel like I have to argue with you, or else it's not interesting.
Wow, podcasting 101.
I'm on Team Mystery, man.
No, all he's done is he's learned how to talk to women, and then he teaches, but in a very
and become a millionaire,
like in a very like shitty, negative way,
yeah,
that is manipulative, and he has tricked a bunch of girls. Into something. He's not married.
But here's the thing,
so
also.
None of them stuck around.
It's a good point.
I think he's
the millionaire.
Let me finish my point.
All right. He's got a kid. Isn't that the ultimate goal?
All he's doing is teaching dorks to talk to girls the way he does.
Yeah.
It's the same as most of these fucking horseshit comedy classes.
Yeah.
Like all of them.
Classes?
Which are also taught by Mystery.
But they don't teach you how you should do stand-up ever. They teach you
how they do stand-up.
This is how I do stand-up. And
unsuccessfully.
So he's not like – it just occurred to me now that like even though I didn't agree with it and I never liked it,
yeah,
it wasn't even anything.
Yeah.
He was just wasting a bunch of people's time.
And money. Yeah. I think he charged people.
Getting a lot of money. Well,
he got the TV show.
That book was a hit.
Yeah, and there's another. He did?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Dave Waite. Dave Waite. He's supposed to be on the pod. He listens, I think. Yeah, hey, Dave. He's been. We lost the episode, the sound got all fucked up. It's a bummer. Thanks for putting that away while you eat your peanut butter.
Let me go grab the coasters.
Oh, no.
Do I need a coaster for my
for your peanut
chip?
Butter? You do? No, Tommy fucked around with the coasters, and he fucked around and got a triple-double. It doesn't matter. It's last week, baby. If you want last week's news, go to last week.
Are you recapping? Did we just have a commercial?
We did, yeah.
Are you doing that recap again?
This is a plug for last week's episode. Hey, why don't you listen to it?
Me and Troy started watching Matlock for a little while.
Of course you did.
And that show is ridiculous.
What, like, in what way?
He's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He's a maverick.
He's a lawyer, and he's a defense lawyer, and everybody that goes to him is like, they think I killed my wife. I need a good lawyer. And then he's like, okay, I'm the best lawyer ever. But he's a terrible lawyer.
Yeah.
Because he never does any lawyer stuff.
Yeah.
Instead, he's just like, well, you didn't do it, so I'll just go figure out who did. And then when we go to court, I'll be like, but it couldn't. It was that guy.
That's he's just a detective.
He's a phenomenal detective. But, like, the shittiest lawyer. Like, what if he can't solve it?
Yeah, yeah. Like, then no, you just go to jail for the rest of your life.
Shouldn't you be, like, listening to my alibi and going through why are you just like, if it wasn't you, it had to be somebody else. So. And how come not one ever did he solve it and be like, it was you?
Like, yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. Is it ever the guy?
No.
I used to watch Matlock.
Because it's not, and because he's not a cop when he figures out who did it. When he's like, you did it. That guy should immediately be like, you're hired. Now you can't tell anybody. And now what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, you know who did it.
Well, if you're the prosecution, you should just, every case, you just be like, yeah, this isn't how it works. Like, you can't just do that.
They should just pretend. Like, if I was a detective in wherever Matlock lived, whenever a crime happened, I'd just go to the prosecutor and be like, let's just say it was this dude. And tell him he should hire Matlock. And then Matlock will fucking solve this for us. So yeah. Yeah, I was going to go fishing for a week. Is there any way we could get Matlock to be this dude's lawyer and he'll just figure it out for us?
Jeff, you know a lot about TV shows, having been on the sitcom that you were on.
You're on a sitcom?
Yeah, you remember the sitcom that he was on in the, I believe it was in the late 90s, early 2000s. It gets played on TBS all the time. Jill was your wife, and you had that neighbor, Wilson.
Home Improvement?
Yeah, Home Improvement. You were the star, right? Yeah, that's...
No, Tom.
Oh,
Tom.
No. Is my disease acting up
your
again?
Disorder.
Oh, God damn it. This is so embarrassing.
He has selective Timallon disease.
It's true. I'm one of the 1% that has...
He's also very rich.
Selective Tim...
That's how Tim Allen got the TV show. The president of the network also had that disease, so every time he tried to say someone else's name...
He would select Tim Allen.
It came out Tim Allen. Shit.
That's offensive to my people. That is not selective Tim Allen disorder. That's selecting Tim Allen disorder.
Wow.
That is better known as cell tag.
That's the best fucking joke I've ever heard in my life. That worked out as if I did everything I did because of how good that punchline was going to be.
You Matlocked him, man. You brought him to the where he needed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I didn't plan on it going anywhere. I planned on going somewhere else and finding another bit and bringing it in.
I was afraid you were going to say I was like the owl on that show.
No, man.
Beard.
No, I could see that, though. You know, like, now that I think about it, my selective Al Borland disorder. This is rare.
It's such a gross name.
Al Borland. What a great name.
Today's,
I think,
Jonathan,
it's great.
Taylor Thomas's birthday.
Is that
September
right? Today 8th. Is?
Yeah. That's why we didn't go to work. Yeah.
Everyone, I mean.
That's an hour.
You get that 4-day weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
4-day weekend.
Labor Day and then.
And then JTT.
Of course.
JTTBD.
How did you celebrate, Tommy?
Well, I made, as we all do in this country, a Jonathan Taylor promise to have the best weekend I could. uh,
Tommy McNamara. Tommy McNamara on fire.
We had a great weekend, though.
We had a great weekend. We played beer pong this weekend. I hadn't done that in, I haven't done that in 15
Don't
years.
Don't kill the bit. We have to get through the bit. We have to all say how we celebrate
what
our JTBD. Was the JT?
My
Jonathan Taylor
promise was to enjoy Mountain Dew like he did in the movie Call of the Wild.
My Jonathan Taylor promise was that I'll be home for Christmas. Because he was in the film, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Ah, and you?
Lion
Another
King.
Reference the rest of us don't get.
Lion King?
Yep, he was in that movie.
Was he Simba?
Yeah.
No.
No, he was.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, that was my Jonathan Taylor promise. not to never hunt lions like that shitty dentist.
Cecil.
Kim Davis.
She's not letting these dentists get married, and I'm pissed.
I assume
she won't let dentists marry lions.
Marry, fuck, kill. Lion, gay dude, dentist. Kim Davis is in jail because she couldn't answer that question.
That's why they put her away.
That's how you get out of prison. You have to do a real good marry, fuck, kill to the judge.
It's the one loophole.
There's always three people at your parole hearing, and you have to marry, fuck, kill them. You have to give good reasons for them to let you leave.
And they're all the judges of Last Comic
Standing. Well, it's like in the old days, you'd always see it's like a cliche thing where it'd be like, you can either go to jail or join the army.
Right.
So now you have to be like, marry jail, fuck the army.
Kill Osama?
Kill Osama, yeah.
Wait, what are the options?
That's part of the army one.
Fuck jail, marry the army.
And kill Osama.
Whoever they tell me to.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Kill my youth.
Whoa.
Yeah, deep message. Message. That's from... God damn it. How to... God damn it. It's one of the Wayans Brothers
mother?
Movies. Which brings me back to that sponsor.
I read a magazine today just laying on my stomach on bed with my kicking my feet up behind me. That's how I celebrated TBD.
Love it.
It wasn't a tiger beat like it used to be when I was a kid. It was like the...
Got chocolate milk on the bedside table.
Baseball card monthly.
It must have been weird for those other kids not to be the hot one. Because Brad was supposed to be the hot one, right?
Wait, why do you think that?
Because he was the hot soccer player, the jock. You know.
I think it says something about you, the earnestness with which you're just like, he was supposed to be.
He
like,
was
you,
lined
like,
up to be the hot guy.
Why did there have to be a hot one in the group of young boys?
I'm talking about when they were older, like 12.
I'm talking double digits.
I think it's weird that any of them were the hot one. Because like, they're children on a TV show.
Oh, here
and
we
fact
go.
That one of them.
We
was
can't
the
celebrate
hot
kids.
Kind of
I thought this was America. This is a terrible way to spend Jonathan Taylor time. This is being ruined for me. No, he was the one who was successful with girls all the time on the show. Remember, Jonathan Taylor Thomas was like the nerd, and then he became cooler, and then Mark was like the emo goth one.
He was goth?
He became goth. Yeah.
He got too tall for that. Like, they
I
had
know.
To cancel that show because that guy was hard to
look at. They moved to Bloomington at the end. We've talked
Wait.
About this before.
Oh, really? Okay.
I swear to God, yeah. Jill goes to IU, like to teach.
Oh.
And it's the end.
So does Tim Taylor keep doing his... Like,
I guess they just cancel the show.
Public access show.
They just cancel the
tools?
Show. No, he just goes to Bloomington and becomes the owner of the Sahara Mart. Local ref.
he's like Mellencamp.
Him and Mellencamp like, just no, hanging out.
But Tim Taylor and like if Tim like from the show, if he moves to Bloomington,
yeah,
I bet he the fact that he's not famous at all, like that show would be more fun. Like, he used to be famous.
Like a humble,
he
used to be humble.
He was like regionally famous.
Not even, like, he couldn't have even been that, really.
Yeah.
I don't even think that was a real, that was a local show.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's probably
but
like
in Detroit, right?
Yeah, so like maybe in his neighborhood or like people that already knew him were just like, hey, it's neat you have a show.
You know what's, I
and
just
it, like,
realized,
tool,
yeah.
Tool, like hardware stores?
Yeah.
So he had like a moderate amount of
yeah.
notoriety where
right.
he lived.
Yeah,
notoriety.
He could just go to the hang out at that hardware store all the time. I forgot
but
about that.
But then when he goes to Bloomington, he's not like no one's going to know ever.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not a thing you could even explain.
Yeah, you bring it up.
I used to do a local show about tools.
This is like me telling New York comics that I got on shows in Chicago. Like, no, you don't get it.
And you try anyway.
No, I've done comedy before.
I just realized it would have been funny if in the background when, like, Tim Taylor's, like, at the hardware store, you just hear gunshots all the time.
It's
like,
Detroit.
Really violent. Yeah. Every time he's outside, it's just run down and shitty. They never talk about it.
When he's in his backyard talking to Wilson, there's just smoke in the distance.
They have to tell, they're always telling the kids, like, hey, don't go outside.
Yeah, what are you guys doing? It's almost dark.
Oh, man. Mark got killed. Oh, damn it. We don't have the thing. Too bad we don't have that guest. John Bidet Ramsey.
That was dumb.
John Bidet Ramsey.
That was
last week.
That was my character name last week.
Man, we were really
reffing
last week's epilogue. You guys should listen to it.
John Bidet Ramsey.
That's right. John Bidet Ramsey.
I was under a lot of pressure. It was right before Jonathan Taylor Thomas weekend. I was trying to think of something
funny. John
Bidet
Ramsey was... Yeah,
whatever God created him.
Whatever God. Whatever God. I love the idea of somebody being really religious to just any God. Really, a quarter now? You don't have any coasters, you're just throwing quarters around? God damn it,
I make my own luck.
You make your own coasters?
I make my own coasters. It's like SimCity 2. Oh, man.
Indivisible under God.
Someone really likes
that.
Under my God. Liberty
and justice for all. I'd like to... We should all take a moment and thank any God at all.
No, seriously.
Seriously. Thank Goron.
How do you feel about winning the Super Bowl? Well, first off, I'd like to thank a God.
Just any God. An anonymous God. Hey, God. ASL.
But for real, like, wouldn't you like to know?
I would love to know. Like, there's like, nobody I'd rather ask ASL to more.
Wait. Any God bullshit.
No, the ASL
but
thing,
the one
right?
True Christian God.
You would like to know the ASL of God?
Yeah. Like, yeah, wouldn't that be some helpful information?
That would be great.
Maybe it was like 6,000. Men.
6,000.
They were like, yes, no dinosaurs.
Yes, please.
And men.
Please. For the sex? He does the Austin Powers joke?
What's...
Where he goes, sex? And he goes, yes, please.
God, what does L stand for?
Location. Location.
Oh, yeah.
Location.
Yeah. Heaven?
Heaven. There
like,
you go.
Come on. Or not. Like,
or
you
could be like, I'm in...
I'm in the Hamptons. I'm in Heaven.
I've been summering in the Hamptons.
I'm the president. I'm at the White House.
God is president of the Hamptons.
Well, the Neighborhood Association.
Oh, God. Man, this is a good time.
God.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God. W-W-A-J-D. What would a Jesus do?
What would any Jesus do?
What would any Jesus do?
Yeah.
What would any Jesus
God
do?
For God to love the world that he gave some of his kids to have and to hold, and richer and poor. I lost that Bible verse somehow, right? And then it turned into standard wedding vows.
Did you guys hear that when God asked Mary if she wanted to have his only begotten son, she said, I have a boyfriend? Reading tweets on the
podcast. That's a tweet.
That's a tweet. Two things tweets are stand up.
Is that a tweet?
I tweeted that.
Oh my God, I would have starred 1,000 times.
But no RTs? Fuck you.
Yeah,
starred 1,000 times?
Well, when Jesus.
The thing about RT is I could RT that 1,000 times. Because I'll go back to it and undo it.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
I do it a lot. I do that a lot.
You do that. Hey, you do. I was kidding. I was doing the Tommy thing to you where I call you out on saying one thing. That doesn't matter. You nagging me, dude?
No, I haven't seen. I didn't see that tweet. That's a fucking funny tweet.
Hey, let's talk about all
that. What kind of actions you got on that tweet? Give me numbers.
I think I probably got like 15 faves, 16.
15, 16.
17's coming up, man.
Yeah, it could be there. I don't know. I don't pay attention to Twitter. It's like literally all I do. It's all I do. Oh, shit. Sometimes I'll get notifications, but then it'll say on my phone I have like 40 notifications. And I'm like, oh, shit. And it's always my cat from hell Twitter account.
That's more popular than your own?
It's not more popular. I just don't check it as often. So then
okay.
I'll get a bunch all at once. And on Saturdays, I get a fuckload because that's when it airs.
Do you? Did you post human urine?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God.
I've told people that people will ask me for advice on my cat from hell Twitter account on cats because they think I'm Jackson Galaxy.
That's the guy's name?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
It's the greatest show. I can't believe it's not more popular.
Galaxy?
It's literally like my favorite show. It's so fucking great. The dude's name is Jackson Galaxy. He's in a rock band.
What? What's the band called?
I don't know. He won't tell people. But that's his job at night, and they put that in the intro, and he carries around all of his cat shit in a guitar case.
Wait, so this is like
the most inconvenient carrying case of all time.
This is like someone taking a day job so far that they get a TV show out of it.
Yes, it's insane.
Like if one of our friends who's a dog walker ended up becoming like Caesar Milan.
Or like a temp.
The temp whisperer.
Anyways, so
that would be like a suicide hotline. The temp whisperer.
Dude, I tell you,
haven't gotten anything in like a week and a half. Hey, hang in there, buddy.
Hey,
you'll get to
the
do
last
some.
Thing you did get that wasn't good.
You'll get some paperwork soon.
Dude, I work with 20 temps now, and I'm not one of these nut jobs who believes in global warming. These temps keep getting hotter. How we doing?
High five.
Let's go.
Up top, my brother.
I put more peanut butter in my mouth. That was a mistake because that was a good joke.
Thank
we
you so
put
much.
Peanut butter in Jeff's mouth so it looks like he's talking.
It's only for my benefit.
Jackson Galaxy.
For some reason, I think I'm talking. And,
we just plug stuff in. Mm-hmm. That was the dumbest thing I've ever said. Anyways.
The human urine thing.
Human urine thing. So somebody asked me how
I
could.
My story about this. Let me tell my
story.
Okay,
go for it. Go for it. Go for it. I'm going to grab another beer while you tell.
In the middle of the night, I had one of those nights where I took my sleeping pill and didn't go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't go to sleep, so I got real weird.
So you got weird, yeah.
I was tweeting a bunch of weird shit.
Nice.
And, Brady was up because he was on the West Coast. And so I texted him. And, you were in, like, Seattle or San Francisco or something.
Yeah.
Texted him that, I couldn't sleep, and I was just being weird and having fun. And so we had this text conversation, and then he sends me a screenshot of this lady going, "How do I get the smell of cat urine out of my carpet?" And then it has the, he types in the answer, human urine. And then he goes, "Is this too mean?" And I don't have any idea what he's talking about. I didn't know he had a
Because then he ran a fake Twitter account. Yeah.
I'm just like, what are you doing? This is hilarious, but what are you doing? Then I made him explain the whole thing, and then I couldn't. It was just a funny thing.
So what I ended up telling her was like, this is going to sound crazy. But actually, the smell of human urine, the chemicals cancel out the cat urine. God. And then she was like,
"What happened to that lady?"
She's dead.
I wish that
turned out it caused an explosion.
Every
she
Twitter
to be president.
It turns out human urine is ammonia and cat urine is bleach. So she created mustard gas. Also, she was a renter and she got evicted for how much piss there was.
Oh no!
Pew pew! Don't you forget about me. She went on to become class president. how did I get onto that? We were talking. Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about religion. You guys are both devil worshippers, right? Okay, cool.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm all in on satanic panic.
Satanic panic?
That's the word of the day, baby.
We've had a lot of visitors coming through. We did have a super fun weekend.
We did.
We had a great time. We played basketball with some tall guys. My floater was on point.
Your floater was, yeah.
Your floater?
Yeah, dude, I got a killer floater, man.
We had some,
Do you even know what that means?
I mean, it can mean, like, poop, or it can mean...
No, well, I didn't know that.
You didn't? No, the floater's, like, where... It's like the Tony Parker teardrop shot.
Oh, yeah, teardrop.
But mine's not a teardrop. It's a little floater.
It's just so funny to me when, because I have known you a long time, and I didn't know you played basketball.
Oh, yeah?
So when you said that, it was just like I had a moment where it was like my girlfriend learned a sport.
Quit calling us your girlfriend, man.
Do you play any sports?
No.
We should play basketball this week.
I played basketball and baseball in high school.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And I'm more of a smoker now. Like, I started smoking cigarettes in high school. Be cool.
That's pretty cool, man.
Oh, yeah. It was then. I mean, it has fallen off.
Yeah.
But I still do it. Just like everything else from the mid-90s, I just lean in.
You're still into Tamagotchi, we know.
Yeah. I have two Offspring albums in my CD player right now.
Americana?
Is that true?
No, of course not.
It could have been.
It could have been, yeah.
I wouldn't have been shocked.
Is that how you do improv?
Yeah.
30 seconds into the bit. Wait, is this true?
Is that right?
Yeah. Hey, this ain't a restaurant.
Yes, and is that right?
is that right?
There was a girl and we like hung around in eighth grade who used to do the worst thing in regards to smoking. She would do like, if she saw someone smoking, she would go like. Have you ever seen someone do that?
Oh, yeah.
Like fake. Course. Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. That's,
like
good.
Worse than.
That's what?
Cancer.
What?
The people who will like. Go like.
Oh, yeah.
When see someone smoking. Do you ever get that?
Oh, all the time.
It's brutal.
I do it to people. They should feel shame.
It is pretty annoying.
Smoking is cool, and they should feel bad that they get to be so cool.
No, it's just a judgment. You don't know the life. You don't know what's going on.
Oh, I know the life.
Didn't
I tell you I have that power where I can? I'm the mentalist.
Oh, you're the cobbler from that Adam Sandler right. movie that I no can, one, including me, saw.
I can look at somebody and know their life.
Really?
I can look at someone and be their big daddy. That's my Adam Sandler power.
I can look at somebody.
I'd rather be Mr. D.
I can look at somebody and be their wedding singer.
That would be a great power.
Don't
you gotta pay me $100.
Forget about me.
Exactly.
I would love to be a wedding singer. I'm putting that on the table right now.
You'd be great at it.
Thank you so much.
I genuinely think that.
That
because you have a lot of. I was watching you do karaoke like a few weeks ago, and I was like, God, Tommy can own a goddamn karaoke stage.
Thank you.
It's impressive, man.
It's my one talent.
It is your one talent.
I should move to Japan.
Is it huge there?
What? Karaoke?
I know people are into
it. Man. I only know that because of I have two facts of evidence, and that's the movie Lost in Translation
that's
and
what I was about to say.
The word karaoke sounds Japanese. Other than that, who knows?
I should move to Taiwan because I feel like ghosts are big there, and I'm the king of ghosting, dude. No.
Really?
No, I don't ghost people.
You ever ghost someone, Jeff?
I don't know what that means. Is that when
you
get outside?
Heard that term?
Is that when you get out of the car and you just and you let the car keeps moving a little bit?
What?
I know what you're talking about.
You like dance by it or something?
Oh, and then it seems like a ghost is driving the car.
Yeah.
No.
I know what you mean, though.
Like that you climb on top of it and you dance around. And generally, yeah. There's like videos
on the
internet.
Isn't that called a teen wolf? Oh, okay.
I thought it was called, well, Chinese fire drill is something different.
Yeah, yeah. That's where Chinese people have it. A fire drill.
That's where Second City burns down.
Oh, man. We got to cut that out. What if, like, kids in China are just like, I don't get Chinese fire drills being fun. Yeah. We just have to go outside and hang out.
What if they did it at their like their school fire drill though was like a Chinese fire drill where everyone's like running around like it's a car and like coming back into the building in different seats? I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Anyways, you hit the bathroom. Actually, let's take a break for a second.
Yeah?
Well, Tommy goes to the bathroom because I want to get into something that happened to his friend that stayed with us when we come back. So we'll be right back. With Girls Night. Ow! We are back on Girls Night. Jeff! welcome back, Dick Princesses. I forgot
what?
That's what we used to call the listeners.
Dick Princesses?
Yeah, you know Melinda Cashner. Number one Dick Princess.
Has anyone made the comment that Dick Princess sounds like the worst film noir character? The P.I. Dick.
It never got made. Like, it could be the greatest fucking detective story of all time. But every publisher is change the name. The author won't.
He doesn't use dead set.
Like that's his name.
I'm Dick Princess.
This is my art. What's wrong with the name?
So dumb and stupid and obviously fake.
You know that's my name.
Change this name, Mr. Princess. I can't. I'm Dick Princess.
Take down that wall, Dick Princess.
He runs the Soviet Union now?
Yeah, that's him. All right, we were talking about what fun we had with some of T-Mac's friends this past week. And then we got some texts from one of said friends.
Let's call him Dick Princess.
We're not going to use his name to protect the innocent, but
Tommy, I've heard the story.
Do you want to do like a reading of it? You can play him.
What I'm saying is, I've heard the story. There's no one to protect.
This makes me so happy. But I've forgotten the deeds. So okay. Have you
I'll read it just because this is how I find out about this. So I get a Facebook message. It's kind of a classic thing that we say. This is classic. The traditional thing we say when one of us is like super hungover is first we text the line from The Dark Knight, which is things are worse than ever. No more dead cops. Mm-hmm. And then so he starts telling me what happened. And I have no idea. He was at a bachelor party. That's all I knew. Go again.
Also, you should know this guy is fucking crazy. Like,
he's literally out of his mind.
Love him. Like, he's so funny.
And the weird thing is, he's like my voice of reason. That's the scary thing. Like, I go to him for advice.
He was here.
Hey, what do you think I'm eating? Have you tried setting it on fire?
Yeah, exactly.
He stayed with us and like got wasted and fucking like wouldn't stay on like the couch. And we were like, dude, you gotta sleep. And then I came upstairs and he was just gone.
He tried to jump out of the cab at one point also. Then like laid across all our laps.
He came back like 20 minutes later with a bunch of like like 10 different Arizona teas.
Some of which were, I think, promotional.
He's a loon. I love him.
They swiped his ID and gave him a bunch of free ones.
He's wearing like an Arizona sweatshirt. I've got a really dumb joke floating around my head about Arizona crew neck tea that I'm not even going to say.
Nope,
okay.
Don't even say it.
Yep.
I'm glad you didn't say it.
First text from Dick Princess, 7:31 p.m. Okay. Got robbed, slept in a bus station, got lost for like hours. So then I was like, where were you? New Orleans.
Got robbed in New Orleans. Jesus.
I said,
I didn't realize that's where he was.
Said it was a nightmare. I spent so much money. It's the price you pay for being a drunk. And I said, do you remember being robbed? He goes, yeah. I was in a car with two friends, and these chicks pulled a knife on us. Now, at this point in the story, I thought that he was saying that they got, like, carjacked.
Right.
Like, someone came up to the car, like, made him roll down the window and then took a knife.
Right, because this sounds totally normal. You're in the car with a couple of girls.
He's backing his way into the story.
Yeah. So then I said, they just came up to the window? And he said, no, it's a long story. And then proceeded to tell it.
I'm so excited.
He goes, these girls were like, and if you're a family member of mine or something, turn this off right now. These girls were like, get in the car and we'll give you head to one of my friends.
That means blowjob. Yeah. No. Shut it off.
No. That last sentence needs to be heard.
He said, we'll give head to one of your friends.
To one of your friends.
And then the next sentence is, and we just jumped in the car. That's all we need to hear.
We'll give head to one of your friends. If some girls told me that they were going to give you head. No, they didn't specify the friend, did they?
I think they said one of your friends.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I love that.
What a weird selling.
It's like, we'll spin the wheel. And
it could be you. Or you get to watch Tommy get blown.
Survey says.
Bad answer on the board.
So they start giving him head. two girls.
Two girls give one.
Give one guy head. Yeah.
Not Dick Princess.
No.
Dick Princess. These are bad people.
No, but Dick Princess is my friend's name in the story.
Right. Yeah. Dick Princess is his friend, and it's not his friend.
Right, yes.
Just in case anyone knows your fucking maniacal friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm sure people already know who you're talking about.
Oh, for sure.
Let's be specific enough to know that Dick Princess was not good. Dick Princess was watching one of his friends
like a gentleman
by two girls met on the street who... How they met was, we'll suck one of y'all's dicks.
And just
Will,
to...
we'll suck one of y'all's... So, there's three girls?
I think it's three girls, three guys. I think we've got a grouper situation.
Even though they're just blowing one of them.
let's focus on the fact that there's three girls and three guys, and two of the girls are like, we'll suck one of y'all's dicks.
So I think one girl was driving. I think one girl was on wheels.
Oh,
okay. Because they jumped in their car.
Gotcha.
And this is a moving vehicle, if I'm understanding correctly.
Right, okay.
Oh, so they, like, literally jumped in the car?
Yeah. Well, it was a convertible. Okay. So two girls, they start giving him head, then pulled out a knife, and they took our credit cards and our phones, and then dropped us off at different locations, which is the most fucked up part of the story to me.
Why did they do that?
Because it doesn't benefit them in any way.
No, it doesn't help.
It does because
how?
It splits those three dudes up.
Yeah, but what good does that do?
No, like, they can all three go to the cops, and they're going to be so
and tell
rattled.
The same story or something?
No, they're just going to be rattled enough that they're not going to get enough information to get those girls. But yeah. If they're all together, they will talk it through themselves.
Maybe.
Because
I guess.
This bought them so much time because these guys had no idea where they were.
You can't
drunk
make a
idiots,
phone call.
Yeah.
You can't find a payphone.
Well, they didn't have phones. They didn't have money.
Right, there's no payphones.
They're fucked. And also, it's funny that they sucked the guy's dick if they were just going to rob him.
Yeah, that seemed...
what a waste.
Not integral to the plan.
It seems like
they just love sucking a guy's dick.
What their plan was.
You know what? Maybe mystery taught them how to pick up guys.
Yeah, this is a true instance of negging.
The one who was driving got bored of always being the driver.
So she just pulls a knife.
Suck, all right, you can suck some of their dicks.
Some of their
dicks. You guys
dick.
Can suck one of their dicks.
But I get to rob them. It's my car.
Okay, wait. So this story isn't over.
Yeah,
there's a prequel to this story.
Better part.
There's a prequel.
Also, like, so what happened to him?
So he ended up wandering the streets for hours until he found a bus station, sleeping.
And now he's
what's
dead.
That?
How did he touch you?
He Facebook messaged me. He somehow met up with his friends. I think, well, he called me from an unknown number at some point the previous night, which I didn't remember.
Yeah. You ghosted him, dude.
I answered. I think we had a conversation, that was recorded. Okay, so here's the prequel.
Tommy had a real fun weekend, as did I.
Yeah. All right, so before this, like, this is, they were walking outside of a strip club when the first thing happened. So before they were in the strip club, and two girls sat on, like, their laps, and they were, like, talking about how they were going to buy drugs for all of them. And Dick Princess doesn't do drugs.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
The two other guys do. But so they're talking about drugs, and the girls say to the guys.
Of course they do. They seem so cool that these two chicks wanted to suck one of their dicks.
And not him.
So the two girls say to the guys, they go, if you give us $200, we'll go get some drugs for everyone. And, of course, they're like, oh, that sounds good. Here's $200. Now be on your way. And the girls just, like, walked out the door and never returned.
Of course.
And, yeah. Which we were saying, like, what a layup.
Oh,
for
yeah.
those girls.
Yeah, they didn't have to do anything.
If only
that's
the
great.
Next set of girls knew how easy it would be to get money from these idiots.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have to do anything. All you need is almost a story.
We're going to go get drugs is, like, not even a story.
Yeah, you got to brush up against a reason for needing it and then hand it over.
So then he said, my favorite sentence of the whole exchange, we got robbed a lot. Which
so
is such a great sentence.
So be careful out there in New Orleans, Dick Princesses. It's easy to get robbed a lot if you're a fucking idiot.
Also, last text, unrelated, how hot are lesbians, dude? I don't know where that
he's
came
so
from.
Great. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Man, he just took a whole group of people and made them hot. A whole group. How hot are Asians? It's like, well, I know some 90-year-old ones.
Yeah.
It's like a whole group.
No,
what'd you stumble on there?
I'm just way more Asians than lesbians.
How hot are Taylor?
The most Asians.
Apparently you're not a member of Side Mullet Nation.
The most of any group is Asian.
Well, there's a difference because you can't come out as Asian. There's a lot of closet. There's no closeted Asians.
You did, kind of.
Yeah, that's true.
You came out as a different kind of
Asian.
I mean, I didn't come out. I just decided it would be beneficial to my career to start talking about it. No, that's not true. I've been talking about my dad more. Anyways, he's dead. How's your dad doing?
I just meant in general, like in your own life. This is the story that you told me, how your mom said that you were like a half Indian.
Yeah.
So for,
well, I knew it was half Indian. I just didn't know what type of Indian.
You thought it was Native American?
I thought it was Native American.
Oh, you thought that?
I thought it was Native American until I was 12.
That's so funny.
Then he had to come out as a different kind of Indian.
Well, it's not like I had been telling everybody.
So he did have to come out as a...
like, that's so funny. Threw away all your Redskins gear.
Oh, yeah. That's I was supporting that.
No, we love it. That's what people don't get.
On the commute. We love it.
You guys don't understand.
We love the R word. I think it's, like, obviously, I think it is racist. That the
to call Native Americans retarded.
Tommy McNamara on fire. you know what? I'm not even going to finish my thoughts. That was great. I'll finish it. What I was going to say is, just so it's not out there in the ether, what I was going to say, I think it's ridiculous. I think it's so stupid that they call it the R word in like some of the articles about it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Well, did you see The Onion? The Onion had the best joke about the Redskins' name.
What was it? I didn't see
which
it.
Which was Redskins' kike owner refuses to change name.
That's
so fucking
great.
Funny.
That's really funny.
I wrote it.
Man, The Onion's great. All right, have a good night. No, I'm kidding. We'll talk.
South Park's Redskin episode was super funny.
What else is funny? This is the podcast now.
You guys ever see Seinfeld?
Oh, man, I love Seinfeld.
You know what I heard was funny?
What's that?
Last week's episode.
You're not wrong. That's a hot ep. That is a fun episode.
I'm going to solve the case. That's not what lawyers do.
Were you just recapping earlier in the episode? Like, we're one of those. God damn it. We should have done that when we came back from the break. Motherfucker.
Wait, can we do another in this week's things Tommy won't tweet yet?
Yeah, we can do one.
All right.
Again,
you hate it so much.
This podcast is less than Twitter for Tommy Beck.
This is a character of a guy who's never seen the show Ally McBeal and also thinks that there shouldn't be female lawyers.
Hold on. Let him do it.
I've never seen Ally McBeal. So.
Oh, okay.
So it's you.
So a guy who's character. Never seen Ally McBeal.
And also thinks that there shouldn't be female lawyers.
Okay.
He goes, it's Ally McBeal, not Sally McBeal.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
I know. It's so random.
If he
thinks Allie's a man, then it makes sense.
That's kind of the bit.
Oh, okay.
He's never seen Ally.
Ally has never been a man. Oh, there it is. It is. There's like Ollie, I guess. Ally McBeal, not Sally McBeal. This is terrible. I like where your head's at, though.
Thank you so much. Well, Prodigy
McBeal,
asked me.
Not Gal McBeal.
It's Ally McBeal, not Bible Mobile. This is real dumb. I haven't even smoked illegal marijuana like some of our guests. The devil's in you.
Just me.
But why aren't we on board with the devil? Didn't we establish
that? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That was a compliment.
Oh.
Like some people will say, like, Christ be with you. The mind's the devil. Anyways, we're going to...
also
we're,
with you.
Okay, thank you. Devil bless you.
No, I want to
tell devil
so
bless
quick.
You. Devil bless you.
Last week, that's super fucking stupid.
Yeah, we got to. That's what we're going to get to, and then we're going to go in for the close.
I learned a couple of things. I learned what miso soup was. Mm-hmm. I'd eaten it before. But
you mean like, it's like, oh, miso soup.
That's right up.
Miso soupy.
That is right up my alley, McBeal. All right, miso soup. What is it?
It's fermented soybeans.
Okay.
Ooh.
It's good for your guts.
All right.
It also fucking does not taste good, and you're supposed to drink it. Like with like that. That's why that cup that they give it
you're
to
supposed
you.
To drink it?
Like a cup. Yeah.
I like miso soup though.
But do you eat it with a spoon?
Miso soupy. I eat it with a spoon. Yeah, I eat it in a truck. I eat it in a car.
Wait, is this Green Eggs and Ham?
No, this is miso soupy.
But here's the thing that I said this. It came up somehow in conversation with Emma. And it was, like, so stunning to her that...
Did you say stunning?
No, she was so stunned that I didn't notice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I thought caramel came out of trees like syrup.
Wait, what?
Really?
Yeah.
Just because of, like, the texture?
Yeah, well, it seems like syrup. It's all brown like syrup. It's all thick like honey, like things that just happen. And, like,
but you've
just
never
find
heard
it.
Of a caramel tree, though.
Yeah, I don't know. There's
like
a lot
maple
of
tree or whatever.
But also, I have no fucking idea what it is.
It's just like a sugary mix.
It's butter and sugar.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
It's butter and sugar?
Yeah, yeah. But I thought it just fell out of trees. Like, you're like South America or something.
Oh, man,
legitimately,
Jeff.
I legitimately thought this until like Wednesday or Thursday of last week.
Well, you have selective caramel disorder. Or selective tree sap disorder.
It's not that crazy when you say it out loud. Like,
no, it's
about
pretty dumb.
It made me realize that I had no idea about the origin story of caramel.
Right. That's the main reaction was...
Yeah. I guess I didn't know exactly what it was.
It's not like I think every day that it falls out of trees. Yeah. It's just what I thought once and was just like, yeah, that's probably the answer.
I've never thought
about where it came from.
I just found out that money doesn't grow on trees.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, my stepdad was talking about it. I was like, stepdad, buy me candy. He said money doesn't grow on trees.
Hey, do concert tickets grow on trees?
Apparently not. Wait, is that your joke?
No. There's a commercial where they're like concert tickets don't grow on trees. Like, you're kind of infringing on that whole money thing. Money's the thing that doesn't grow on trees.
Well, apparently it doesn't.
It's like the one thing that brags about not growing on trees. Who else? What else?
I don't think money's
about
bragging about it. Like big money.
But you never
it's a corporation
like,
somehow.
Like when you're like, I want some candy. Your stepdad goes,
you know, I want candy.
Money doesn't grow on trees. He doesn't say candy doesn't grow on trees.
Right.
I need new shoes. New shoes don't grow on trees. It's money. It's always money is the thing that doesn't grow on trees.
He says,
but none
get a
of
job.
The shit. Grows on most things don't grow on trees.
Is that what your stepdad? My stepdad said, "Get a job."
I just have a real dad.
Oh, here we go,
like
my man.
Around and
is your dad alive? we already did it last week. No, my stepdad said, "You want candy? I'm not your real dad."
Really?
No. What? Really? I'm 27, dude. I'm going to my stepdad for stuff.
Oh no! I just thought that was something from when you were a kid.
My grandma actually said that to me once.
I'm not your dad.
Yeah. She was right. I was calling her daddy for 20 years. No, my stepdad came in the room and I was like four and I was like, my dad's here. And she was like, that's not your dad. And that's how I learned.
With that tone?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's how I learned. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was her son. So it was my stepdad's grandma, actually. So it was my great.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, she was a
monster. Is that worse? I'm not sure.
She used to accuse me of being a Muslim all the time.
Really?
Yeah. So she was a sharpshooter.
She's known me since I was 2.5 years old. She sucks. I'm glad she's dead. Anyways.
She's dead?
Oh, she dead. Yeah, she hella dead. She died from the shingles or some shit. Yeah, fuck her. She sucks.
No, I know.
She was the worst.
That sounds so terrible.
What?
Shingles?
Her.
God, she's a monster.
Shingles sounds like what she deserves to die of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rest in hell, you stupid asshole.
Cunt.
Oh, come on. Anyways, we edited something out that I said about my dumb dead grandma. I should say stepdad's grandma. She wasn't blood to me. She ain't blood.
She was a Crip, though.
She was.
She sounds terrible.
Oh, she was bad people. Anyways.
Are you a Muslim?
Well, I am a Muslim. And also, even if I was a Muslim, who gives a shit?
Right, right. Why does that matter?
Yeah.
Was she... What was she?
Indiana.
She was
I
like,
was going to say single.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Here's the
she
thing.
Was single.
She's white, and she's Indiana. and she's old.
Oh, yeah.
That is super fucking racist.
Yep.
That's true. That's true.
Like every time you try to, every time you try to get something cool out of the refrigerator, she would hit you with a hose. She would spray you with the.
She'd bring the hose in the house.
No, that thing that you house would spray hose off plates.
Oh yeah.
Like she would just.
Is that something racist people do?
They did it in the '50s.
Oh, I
got
like
fire hoses.
Well, this was the '50s. Yeah. Anyways,
old ass Tom Brady.
All right, guys.
You're the youngest brother in the Tuck Everlasting book.
Ooh, they call me Benjamin Unbutton.
Wow, sexy.
Fuck, dude. you know what? We were
but it's just
play
that old man baby version of having sex.
We're going to go ahead and wrap up. We were going to do a Twitter game, but, you know, I think we're in a good place. You know, we can do the Twitter game.
Let's do it real fast.
It's just a game. It's that game, Twitter handles, are they real or fake? Twitter handles, I can't wait, remix. Yeah, it's the new thing where I name a celebrity and you guys try to guess how many Twitter followers they have.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. So let's start it off with, let's see, let's go with Donald Trump.
Is this a verified account?
Yeah, real Donald Trump, he's named, which sounds fake.
It's like THA.
Yeah. So real, at real Donald Trump, how many do you think he's got?
7.5 million.
7.5 million, and it's Price is Right rules.
I'm going to big dick this one and say 12.5 million.
You both lose. It's 4 million.
Wow.
I know, it's surprising.
I thought running for president would up the...
I know, 4 mil, and he tweets a lot. He's only following 42, though, so I feel like his numbers...
Follow back some more
he's
people
following Jackie Robinson?
Yes, yeah, he only follows 42.
At 42.
Let's see what his last tweet is. What's that? Oh, sorry. See you in D.C. tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Capitol to protest the horribly negotiated deal with Iran. Really sad. Somebody else pointed this out, but it is hilarious how he calls people losers all the time. So funny.
I think the hat is absurd. The Make America Great Again.
Yeah. Let's see how many Bernie. Let's make this a presidential one. Let's see how many Bernies.
I saw a lot of people wearing that ironically in Central Park.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
Big group of teens.
Like 300,000, I think.
300,000? What do you think, Tommy? Bernie?
750K.
We're talking Bernie Mac, of course.
750,000 for Bernie
750?
Sanders.
750? Man, you are close, but you're over. It's 6:45, so Jeff is our
winner.
Sounds
like a quarter to seven to me.
We'll do one more, and we'll wrap it.
So, So if I get this one, then we're tied.
If it's tied up, then we'll do another one, but for now.
Are we going to do another presidential one?
We got
no, we're getting out of the, you know what? I wonder if Bush is on here.
We need girls' night to
get more political.
Officially endorse, yeah.
Oh, we're going Nader, like always. No, I'd go Bernie.
Chris
Nader? Honestly, I don't know that much about him. I haven't been paying close. I don't pay attention until it gets like down.
All
here.
I know is Adomian's character version. So
I
don't know the real
Sanders?
Yeah.
See, I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders because he seems cool.
Yeah, he seems...
Right? Like, the fact that I haven't heard about him before really is like, yeah, that sounds great.
That worries me a little bit because I'm like, well, then maybe there's something real scary we don't know about him.
No, he's from Vermont.
Oh, it's cool.
He was the mayor of Burlington, and then he was a,
he seems
like a
cool
congressman for like 35 years.
He started the first Burlington coat factory. That's
right?
What a lot of people
I'm
don't
aboard.
Know.
Let's see how many follow. Let's see if Burlington Coat Factory has a.
Well, I love it because you can get like spaghetti, but you can also get Chinese food.
Right. And they have like 60 coats.
Let's see if they've got one. There's not Burlington Coat. Let's see if
there isn't a Burlington Coat Factory Twitter.
That's embarrassing.
I'm not seeing
no,
what,
that
we gotta
sounds
make
like
one.
What we're gonna do tonight?
You guys want to guess how many? No, you can't. Cheesecake Factory. That's where we'll go.
This is tough.
1.6 million.
What? All right. I'm a bad host.
25 million.
You shouldn't do what I just did. You're not going 25 million.
I'm going to go 48,000.
All right. 48,000. You want to stick with
1.6 million.
Tommy is our winner with 323.1K is the answer. So you were both way off, I would say.
So now we need
a tiebreaker.
We'll
go Chili's. No, I want to do a celebrity. Let's go celebrity. Let's do...
Who's more famous than Chili's?
Let's do Dave Waite. No.
I can't Dave Waite.
Let's see here. Who do we want to go with? Guess how many? Oh shit! Who is what's the host of Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. Why did I even say that? Let's see how many Steve Harvey's got. Is he even on Twitter? He's got.
I also wanted to say he uses the word "damn" more liberally than any other game show host.
Yeah, I would vote for Steve Harvey.
But he's like, isn't he conservative?
But he's always like he made a joke in that one.
He seems conservative.
He's like,
I don't know why.
Last week we had a bald category. This week we had a damn mustache one. But Trebek would never be like, damn Russian literature again.
I wish Trebek would. All right, we'll go Steve Harvey. This is for the win. FT Dub.
22 million.
What? You're out of your fucking mind.
No, man, he hosts a Family Feud.
You're a lunatic.
You know, Family Feud's audience.
This is career suicide.
Savvy crew.
Did I go low?
Survey says 1.6 million.
Tommy McNamara is by far the winner and pretty close.
Still champion.
2.8 million. So, guys, if you have any... I forgot to post a Craigslist thing this week. I meant to do that for this one. If you find anything fun on Growler, we've stopped doing Growler updates because Tim McLaughlin's dead.
We should have probably dedicated more time to that.
Yeah, you'd think so. R.I.P. Tim.
He died as he lived.
Sorry about your death.
Losing an open mic contest.
We're going to end this with some Sarah McLaughlin in memory of Tim McLaughlin. Thanks for listening, guys. Oh, do you guys want to plug anything? Jeff, your tour that you're on, this is going to come out this week. Your little fucking tour. You like when people call your shows little? How's your little comedy thing going?
It's a pretty big tour.
Oh, yeah? All right.
It's got
Jeff's
40
on,
cities on it.
Jeff's on tour with Emma Arnold. She is on Twitter at I Am A Road Trip, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeff is at Jeff Tater Salad.
Nope. Jeff Tater 96.
Well, if you want these Girls Night followers, you got to change it to at Jeff Tater Salad.
That's okay.
All right. Well, lost out on 8 followers.
I would like the followers.
JK, we got listeners. Anyways, so at Jeff Tate 96, where are you going? You're going to Boston, and then where? This will probably drop
I'm going
on Friday.
To, my tour starts up again on September 17th in Philadelphia.
Okay.
We go Philadelphia, New York, Boston, Providence,
gotcha.
Jersey, D.C.
Got him. You can also, of course,
JustAnotherClown.com.
That's your website?
Is that your website?
Well, find Jeff on the website that I make for him, jefftatersalad.com, and they call him Tater Salad.
Just Another Tater Salad.
I'm the host of Jeff Tate's Mash Podcast, though.
See? Tater Salad fits perfectly into this. Also, you can check out Jeff on several episodes of Doug Loves Movies and Tommy McNamara. What you got, Doug?
I will be on Doug Loves Vines. It's a very short show.
Yes.
No, just follow me on Twitter and see what happens,
Tommy
baby.
Tommy McNam, baby.
Be in Boston at the end of the month.
That's my name.
We'll talk about that later.
Your Twitter is my name.
If you're in Chicago, go to Lincoln Lounge September 18th. That's the season debut. Those are my people.
You can follow me obviously at Tom A. Brady, and I'm going to be at Cake Shop on the 15th in New York City. And
week from today,
And then me and Nikki have some dates coming up later in the year. I've not
taken
a
Cheesecake Factory. Come on.
So at the end of every episode, we like to have our guests say "Keep it crispy." It's just like a weird thing I came up with. So on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, rest
in peace, Tim McLaughlin.
Bye.